أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين ينادونك من وراء الحجرات أكثرهم لا يعقلون. In the previous ayats we read the great importance of adab and respect, and directly and especially of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the alia of all our elders, our parents, our asatiza, our mashayikh, elderly people, we should have great respect for them. And this was the basic quality on the basis of which Allah had granted the sahaba ikram their lofty position, the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that company also was a beautiful company, which means it was full with adab, that company. So further with regard to the adab that must be carried out, Allah Ta'ala says there were the people of Banu Tamim came to see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were from a village, and village people usually are not more educated, even in Islamically. They are more raw in culture. They speak very loudly. They speak very much out of turn, etc. So when they came, they just shouted from outside, "Oh Muhammad, come out, we want to speak to you, we want to see you." So there was regard to that, Allah revealed the ayat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ. Jo log pukarte hain tujhko diwar ke peeche se, those people who are just shouting out it and calling you from behind the wall, أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْطِلُونَ وَأَكْثَرْ أَقَلْ نَهِي رَكْتَهِ. The vast majority of them haven't got etiquette. They don't know the adab. Just like that, for example, our parents don't just raise your voice and call upon them. For a wife, don't take the husband's name and call him by his name. For our parents also, don't call them by their names unless where it is necessary, where it has recognition has to be done. Then there you call by the names. But otherwise, you don't take the name. You say the father of so and so, etc. So this is also one very important thing. And also when we want to speak to elderly people, especially the ulama, etc., like in Jamaat, they are taught, especially first find out which is an appropriate time to go and visit them. Don't just budge in upon them. Today with the phone also, we just budge in, sometimes middle of the night also. All that is not appropriate. We should find out the proper times, when to phone also, when to go and visit, etc. Where they also have got their occupation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the fikr of the whole ummah. Maybe wahi is coming down at that time, and then you are calling on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come out and see you. So we have to find out the ulama, also the mashayikh, the buzurgani deen, are they not busy in any work, etc. So all that we have to see. So that is one great etiquette also, that we should not just call, out loudly, but in a respectful way may to approach them. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِمْ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. اور اگر وہ صبر کرتے جب تک کہ تو نکلتا ان کے طرف تو ان کے حق میں بہتر ہوتا. Had they made sabr until you yourself would have gone out to them, then this would have been better for them. That is also, today we haven't got sabr. Everyone feels my work is the most important, and it must get done right now. I can't sit and wait for anyone. People must give me my time first. I must be the first in the queue. My work must get done immediately. Now have sabr. And then you will see, with sabr, Allah Ta'ala will see to your work in a much more better way. So even when you go and see the elders, etc., the ulama, the mashayikh, your ustads, even the parents, have sabr with them. Don't just rush them into things, etc. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. اور اللہ بخشنے والا مہربان ہے. And as soon as a person realizes his mistakes which he has made, and that we should, and then turn to Allah for forgiveness, whenever you will turn with sincerity to forgiveness to Allah, you will find that he is not only a forgiver, not only a great forgiver, but a very, very great and continual forgiver. Allah will forgive you. And not only that He forgives, but after that He shows His quality of mercy upon you. For those people who make tawbah, istighfar, sincerely Allah Ta'ala showers His mercy upon such people. So this is a thing we cannot do without. Continuously we should be making tawbah, istighfar on all our a'mal. We don't know where we think we have done so much good, perhaps so much wrong is done in that place. So much harm is caused. So we should be continuously in the habit of making tawbah and istighfar also. And then another very great aspect which should be kept in mind for a stable and a good healthy society. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in. Ye iman walo, agar aaye tumhare paas koi gunigar khabar lekar. O you who believe, if a fasiq, a person, a sinner, he brings some news to you. Any person brings news, whether he's even a righteous person, but particularly just rumors which are spread by fasiqs, by people who are evil doers, people who want to spread evil. They bring news to you about so and so, this happened, that person did this, that person said this. This is very common in society. In the home also, between the sisters-in-law, we will find this common. This one saying this to the mother-in-law, that one saying this, and spreading this news and rumors about one another. Many all family politics are centered around this. So when some news like that is brought to you, فَتَبَيَّنُوا تَحْقِيقْ كَرْلُوا. First find out properly. Don't just go off on a tangent and now you go and shout at the other person, you did this, why did you say this, why did you go there, why did you go to those people. All those things, first find out properly, make tahqiq. That is very important. If you don't, antusibu qawman bi jahalatin, fatusbihu ala ma fa'altum nadimin. Ke kahi jaan paro, kisi qawm par nadani se, phir kal ko apne kiye huye par lago pachtane. It mustn't happen that you go now, that one sister-in-law, one daughter-in-law brought some news about another daughter-in-law, for example, and now you go off with that daughter-in-law. Why did you do this? Why did you tell your children like this? All different things, you go off with her. Afterwards you find out the whole story was something else, and that she was completely innocent. For whatever she had done also, she has got a very solid and reason for what she has done. So you should find out. And this is not only in the family politics, but in the town and in the community and in the whole ummah also. This causes a problem where directly with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi adabi, this type of rumor mongering and carrying of tales causes problems in families, in societies, in the whole community. Whenever we hear of something that so and so has done this, so somebody is attacking somebody, first find out, is it valid, is it true everything what is being said? Because people easily exaggerate. They only pick up certain points, they don't pick up the other points. Outwardly what a person must have done, for what reason, that they don't see. And they just accuse the person of various things. So therefore it is very necessary to verify properly. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Or jaan lo ke tum mein rasool hai Allah ka. And remember that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is amongst you, amongst the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And in our time the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are here, and they are not here only for barakat, but they are here for us to follow those teachings. So even today, though Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally in his person is not present with us, but his teachings are here. And we must follow those teachings to save ourselves from all these problems that arise in society. لَوْ يُطِيُوكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَانِتُّمْ. Agar wo tumhari baat maan liya kare, bahut kaamon mein, to tum par mushkil pare. And if he has to follow you in many things, then you will fall into difficulty. It's quite clear that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not going to follow the people. People must follow him. But this we find also very commonly. We go to ulama for a masala, but we want to influence them to give us a masala according to our taste and what we want. And if we don't get it right by one alim, we go to another alim. So we have to follow our own whims and fancies. So don't do this. Even the munafiqeen used to try this with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Try and influence him and that he gives verdicts according to them. Allah says, if that is what you're going to do, you're not going to be obedient. You want to follow your own nafs and you want Shariat and Islam to confirm what your dictates. People want that you mustn't speak about Jahannam today. People want you mustn't speak about Jihad today. People don't want many things. They want a mild Islam. Don't talk against Western education, etc. So if now you are not following the alim, you are following yourself. And now you like those alims that encourage these things. In that case, you will fall into great difficulty. You won't get the true deen and the true picture of deen. Only what you yourself, what you have designed, your own architecture of Islam, that will be presented to you and not the true Islam. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ پر اللہ نے محبت ڈال دی ہے تمہارے دل میں ایمان کی. But for the Sahaba رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم, Allah had beautified ایمان in their hearts. And therefore they acknowledged and followed and surrendered to everything of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam totally. And they brought the true teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam into the ایمان. وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ اور کھپا دیا اس کو تمہاری دلوں میں. اور اللہ and Allah beautified that ایمان in your heart. The thing you cherish the most was not your dunya and how to get Islam to support your dunya, but your iman and the love of deen. That was the great thing Allah had put in the hearts of the Sahaba, and they did everything to try and fulfill the taqaza, the demands of iman. وَكَرَّحَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانَ اور نفرت ڈال دی تمہاری دل میں کفر اور گناہ اور نافرمانی کی. And Allah Ta'ala had put in your hearts the detestation, the evilness of kufr, of open sinning and of all types of sin. That was the nature of the Sahaba. They surrendered totally. They did not follow their own whims and fancies. They did not cut and chop Islam to suit their own desires. But they followed Islam as it was supposed to be followed, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ وہ لوگ ہیں جو ہیں نیک راہ پر. These are the people who are on the right path, on the correct path, and that is what we have to follow. That path has been shown to us, that don't follow your own whims and desires. Don't get alims and muftis to give you fatwas that suit you. Don't try and influence them. But you listen, you set your case properly, and what the Quran and Hadith teach, what they give you, follow that. فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ اللہ کی فضل سے اور احسان سے. This was all by the kindness of Allah. And we are also in need of Allah's favors and His kindness. And we have to beg of it that He turns our hearts also totally towards deen and towards submission of Islam. Wallahu alimun hakeem. Aur Allah Ta'ala sab kuch janta hikmat wala hai. Allah Ta'ala knows everything, and everything of Allah is according to wisdom. We haven't got that wisdom, one bit of that wisdom, to understand the system and the running of the world of Allah Ta'ala. Allah alone is running the world, and He knows His system and He knows His way. For us it is to submit totally to that way and system of Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq.